Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Repetents, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Repetent, and let's do this. In Parsha Shoftim, Moshe tells Bnei Israel to set up judges and law enforcers in every city, stressing the need for real justice. No bribes, no favoritism, because tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Crimes must be thoroughly investigated, and you'll need at least 2 solid witnesses. Moshe also mentions that in every generation, there will be leaders who interpret halacha, and you gotta listen to them, no matter what. Shoftim covers all sorts of rule. No idolatry or sorcery, how to pick a king, and setting up Ari Miklat for when accidents turn fatal. There are also some war rules, like letting newlyweds, security cats, and new homeowners skip the battlefield. Plus, offering peace before going into battle, and remember, no chopping down fruit trees during a siege, or really ever, because Kia Adam Eitz HaSadeh. The Parsha wraps up with discussing Egla Arufa, where the community steps up if someone is found dead and the killer is MIA, reminding everyone that we're all in this together and truly responsible for what happens in our midst, even if individually we're technically innocent. And that's the Parsha. Let's move on to a quick vart from Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. The Torah warns Bnei Yisrael not to plant Asherah trees, or any tree, next to the Mizbeach. While adding some greenery might seem like a nice touch, the Torah is against it. And here's why. The Asherah represents a primitive view of God, one that limits him to just the natural world. The pagans worshipped gods of nature, each one tied to a specific natural force, with the pagans hoping to get some favor in return. The Asherah in particular symbolized this belief. The word Asherah comes from the word ashar, to make fulfilled or thrive. People would care for the tree in the hopes of gaining the blessing of the God it honored. But the Torah is all about elevating our understanding of Hashem beyond nature. Hashem is not just the God of rain or the sun. He is the master of everything, including our moral and inner lives. The avodah of serving Hashem isn't about manipulating natural forces. It's about transforming ourselves according to His will. That's why the pasuk Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, which emphasizes justice and righteousness, is right before the one banning the Asherah. Because recognizing Hashem's power should inspire us to pursue inner growth, not just control over the natural world. Chazal were so concerned about this that they banned any wooden structures near the Mizbeach to prevent even the slightest hint of nature worship. The next pasuk takes it further, prohibiting the use of stone monuments, matzevos, for worship, which Hashem quote-unquote, hates. This is surprising since the Avos use Matzevos. So the question is, what changed now? Back in the day, the world was full of pagan nature worshippers. The first priority of Avram Avinu was to establish that all of nature is under the rule of a single God, Hashem. The Matzeva, a simple piece of natural rock, was a powerful symbol against the pagan belief showing that God ruled over all. But with the birth of Bnei Yisrael and the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai, the focus shifted. Now, it's not enough to recognize Hashem as the God of nature. He must also be the God of our inner lives, guiding our actions and morals. A Mizbeach, unlike Matzevos, are built by human hands, representing our role in bringing Hashem into our lives and behavior. From now on, any worship that sees Hashem only as the master of nature, without acknowledging His role in shaping our inner selves, isn't just incomplete. It's entirely rejected. The old Matseva has been replaced by the consciousness of Hashem's oneness, a central idea that Bnei Yisrael brought into the world. The next challenge is to show how this awareness can shape our thoughts and actions across all aspects of life, a mission symbolized by the Mizbeach and the rejection of nature's decor. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's EMUNAH, 4NR@gmail.com.